This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
All right, there wasn't a lot of local action on last night, but the Rockies were on, kind of. Spring training. Almost done with that. Season starts on Friday. A new realistic MVP contender in the NBA. We'll get to that. This person certainly thinks so. And how wrong is ESPN? Like, do they just not? And then they talk. They not, and then they talk. Frustrated. But we got a lot to unpack. The whole show starts now. What's next for Ali Faroukhmanesh and his current roster for CSU? Wimby sure thinks he's arrived in every absolute capacity, so we'll get to that. And a weird, like, murder that we're going to talk about. A very unlikely situation. We'll get to that. Also, it's Peyton Manning's 50th birthday today. Michael, happy birthday. Susan and Cheryl back there, they are asleep. It's been a late morning for them, but they're excited. Peyton Manning, 50 years old, and in honor of that, we'll be reliving the time when Manning came to Denver and what that meant for this franchise going forward. Also, biggest Rockies questions as we get closer and closer to the season. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFK. All right, the good. The Lakers lost last night. The Rockets lost last night. Now the Spurs just keep winning. But these are all good things for the Nuggets now. We're in scoreboard watch. And what that does with Houston's loss, now this where it gets crazy. Denver now jumps up to fourth place. Houston all the way back down to sixth place with the sixth seed. The Lakers at the three seed. It is getting tight. 10 games to go. It's a big one tonight. Denver is 4 games ahead of Phoenix. If Denver can beat Phoenix tonight, you gotta think that would all but get them assured that they're out of the play-in. So, big one. Huge. Colossal basketball game. I'm really looking forward to this one. Now with the Suns, They underachieve. Year after year, they underachieve. They have Devin Booker, who's an extremely prolific scorer. Royce O'Neal's out. Highsmith's out. Grayson Allen's out. They're still a dangerous team. They still could, on a regular night, do something crazy. The bad for me, nothing on locally. Last night was weird. You go from all these Avalanche games, Nuggets games, March Madness action to, all right, there's a few decent things to look at, but not much. And the ugly. Does ESPN, like, actually, do they, I mean, I know there's a lot of respectable hosts. I know, like, Mike Greenberg and I'm losing their names. Steven, I don't know. Some of these don't even, it's like you don't even study the rules, okay? Monica McNutt. Can I just say I cannot stand Monica McNutt? She is my least favorite of all of the national outlets, commentators, Monica McNutt. She just has the look of, I'm better than you. I don't want to talk about this. I will talk about how I want to talk about things. Can't stand her. Every time she's on, I'm like, why is this person have a job? Well, probably because a lot of people love to hate her. So they're talking about the MVP race. And Victor Wembanyama was asked in this post-game presser last night if he thought he should be the MVP. And he said, yes, I think I should be the MVP. And he said, I'll give you three reasons. One of them is MVP should be about more than scoring. It should be about defense. And he feels that he's the best defensive guy amongst the NBA leaders. And then he said, number two, my record against the Thunder. So it was like a direct hit on Shea, him versus Shea. I think they're 3-1. And he said two were real, one they didn't have their guys, but 3-1. So my record against OKC. And then third thing he said was, you know, being a great offensive player isn't always about points. It's about setting up your players, blah, blah, blah. Well, Monica McNutt, one of the things she's, oh, he's pointing out the record against OKC. Well, first off, that's just in the regular season. Michael, I need you to listen to me, okay? If I haven't taught you anything, let me teach you this. The MVP is a regular season award. Always has been. So I don't know why she's saying, you know, oh, well, that was just during the regular season. If the Spurs do it in the playoffs, it won't have mattered because the voting is already done. So why are you saying, well, it's just because Wimby couldn't use his playoff record against OKC. It wouldn't do anything. Now, some actually have an argument as to whether or not MVP should matter in the regular season or in the postseason. But this is why when I hear these stupid-ass arguments from some of these commentators, it's just about clicks. It's about being kind of a cocky person about it, being kind of a jerk about it. It's not always about actually knowing what in the hell you're talking about. I'm watching this morning, seriously. And Monica McNutt just says, well, he's using his record against OKC. That's just in the regular season. Dude, the Spurs could sweep OKC in the postseason, and it still won't matter in the playoffs or in the MVP voting. So I just had to go off. And then there's another guy who was basically saying, you know what, it's refreshing that you've got a guy that really wants the award instead of a guy that gets up there and says, I just want to go play with my horses. Yeah, I'm just like, golly, Joker's probably not even in the thick of this race. And yet he's getting strays out there. Dude, it's cool that Wimby wants the MVP. It's cool that he talks about it. It's also cool that Joker doesn't give up about it. I mean, this is what makes sports unique is you have different characters. Joker doesn't care. And if you say he does, you don't know the guy. You probably didn't read Mike Singer's book, Why So Serious? He said, Chris, Wimby's been out on occasion. Is he eligible for MVP? Yes, he's still eligible for MVP. Because Joker has missed more games than him. And I think Shea's close. I mean, it's going to be tight. It's going to be a tight race. You know, I do think that Wimby's a hell of a score, a hell of a player, hell of a player. So the MVP Kia ladder, they have Shea Gilgeous-Alexander at one, Luka at two, Victor Wembanyama, let me say it right, is three. Four is Joker. Five is Cade Cunningham. Cade has some stuff going on now, but yeah, they're all great players, man. They all deserve it. Who deserves it the most? Faith texting in. Monica McNutt. Monica's the same, is on the same list I have Stephen A. The Stephen A's on. Not the favorite list, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's stuff that bothers me when it's like, we're going to go into reporting and talking and discussing these players and teams, and we're going to give our thoughts on them. We get stuff wrong sometimes. We get stuff wrong. How you doing back there, Mike? Sometimes we get stuff wrong. You okay? You all right? You look a little sad back there. Do you like Monica McNutt? Am I pissing you off with my Monica McNutt take? Is that what this is?
I think she's McNutt.
Yeah. We get stuff wrong sometimes.
I don't.
You do, man. I'm looking at you back there. You look like you're thinking of Star Trek, the new series you were talking about yesterday. Like, your head is in the clouds, bro.
Star Trek, the new series, gets things wrong.
Yeah, well,
it's not that good.
I don't have a problem with these people getting things wrong sometimes. Hell, Lord knows I get things wrong. But we're having a debate about the MVP. The NBA MVP. And one of the more obvious things that we all debate about with the MVP is, should it be also a postseason award? Not just a regular season award. And so we know that. We know that it's not. We know that the postseason isn't supposed to actually add anything to the MVP stuff. In fact, Joker didn't win it the year he won an NBA title. So of all the years to not win it, it was the year he actually won a championship. But for her to just say, to basically argue Wimby's point, saying, yeah, I have a better record against OKC. Well, yeah, but that's regular season. And I'm like, is no one going to correct her? Greenberg's sitting right there and moves right along. Because nobody's going to correct her. You're wrong. Well, it's not it is a regular season award, so a regular season record against the guy who's higher than you in the MVP standings would actually make sense.
Knowing ESPN and how politically correct they can be, maybe they were told not to correct her.
I don't know. I don't know why she's on as many times as she's on. And I know she played. She played college basketball, I think. It just pisses me off. And listen, man, I want Joker to win the MVP. I don't really care. He's gotten three, but I don't. I think Victor Wembanyama makes good points. I think he is a defensive freak, and it's not just because he's tall. His footwork is amazing. He can stay up with a bunch of people. And what he does passing the ball, and I mean, he's a special player. And so when he's making these points, I'm going, well, that's pretty good, yeah. He's a better defensive player than Joker. He's a better defensive player than Shea. And Monica McNutt tried to argue that Shea's just as good a defender as Wembanyama. It's not true. It's just not true. And then, you know, he says offense isn't all about scoring, and she tries to argue that Shea's an all-around player. He's not just a sharpshooter. He's not just a scorer. Listen, he's a good player. Luka's a good player. But I do think that Victor Wembanyama is a better player right now than all of them. Faith texting in, Victor is in rare air, literally, not a player over 7 feet that plays fully and not just sits under the basket. He's definitely a contender. Well, he's also changing the game. Because you know what he does, Mike? You know, what was Dikembe Mutombo known for?
Blocking people and then wagging
right.
his
and
finger.
And while he was wagging his finger, where'd that ball go? After he blocked it, where'd that ball go?
Stands.
Yeah. You know what Victor's doing? He's blocking it at an angle where he can make sure it's going off the board so he can grab it, turn around, and pitch it down the court and get a score. Or he's grabbing it in the middle of the air. Like, Dikembe and Shaq, these guys jump up and they say, get out of my house, and it goes into the stands. Wembanyama is actually looking at how to block this shot. Okay, there it is. If I go at this angle, boom, there it goes off the backboard, and it's beyond the three-point line, and we have a fast break opportunity.
He's more of a science to him than a bully game.
You know, and Joker, you know I love Joker, but Joker gives him crap for reading before games, at the All-Star game. I'm like, he's a smart cat, man. He's a smart dude. And I love both personalities. I love that Wimby's saying, I should be the MVP. I'm changing the game. And I love that Joker says, eh, Idaho. There you go. I like how he does that.
Does he say
no,
Idaho?
No, he doesn't. Or, you do, but maybe you could write some of his jokes for him sometime.
My jokes are amazing.
I just love that. I love the different personalities. Now, when Embiid was saying he should be MVP, it doesn't work as well because he's, even though he won it that year, it was more annoying, I suppose. But watch Wemby versus Joel Embiid. Tell me which one's by far better. Smitty says, ESPN lost me when they let David Aldridge go and kept screaming A. Smith. Dan Patrick's description. These sports yelling shows are unwatchable. Listen, I yell sometimes. You know, I do get passionate, but they yell in a way where they're creating arguments against each other. They're just creating arguments. They just want to fight each other. And if it happens, it happens. If it comes up, it comes up. But Mike, and I'm pretty sure this is accurate, they have a producer that sits down with them before their shows or before their week's worth of shows and was like, here's the topics that we're going to be going over. Pick your side. And then they just go to town.
And make sure you say something intelligent every now and then.
Yeah.
ESPN's not worth watching.
To be fair, we don't even live up to those standards, you know.
What are you talking about? We're geniuses.
Well, to say something intelligent at least once in a while, yeah, it's tough.
I mean, we both say intelligent things all the time. On the air sometimes.
Smitty says, you're not a hot take merchant like the fools in ESPN. Yeah, I mean, if I have a hot take, it's because I really feel that way. And this is why, like, the last 3 days, Mike, I haven't tweeted a whole lot. It's like the first three-day period, I haven't tweeted a whole lot. I don't have a lot of takes right now. I mean, we're very much a wait-and-see mode. You know, the Avs, the Nuggets, let's see what the Nuggets are like with their full roster, all this stuff. March Madness was fun. But and I loved the Jaylen Waddle trade, got that done. But over the weekend, we haven't had a ton. These guys are told, you come up with a take or we'll find somebody that will. You come up with it every day. You need to have a take, and you need to have a strong feeling. And if your strong feeling is the same as your counterpart, then you need to change it. If you don't believe that's what's going on at ESPN, then you're wrong. He said, Chris, MVP playoffs, to me, is the ultimate. Each of those guys are subject to highest ankle sprain ever. Would put a branch like Joker over a twig like Wimby. Yeah, I mean, man, that's why it's going to be fun. That's why it's going to be fun. I want to see Joker go up against Wimby, and I want to see Joker try to solve him. Can he? I don't know. Because this is about to be Wimby's league. This is about to be Wimby's league, and I hope Joker can get another freaking title before we do this. Because, dude, he's ridiculous. Let me ask you, should MVP awards be regular season combined with playoffs? Should it be?
No.
Why not?
Because there's a possibility that the regular season player, the regular season champion, has a team that is so bad they just can't make it to the playoffs.
Then how valuable is your player?
And that's not fair.
Then how valuable is your player then? If he can't get you to the playoffs, how valuable is he?
Well, you can have like a Jokic on a team of Micahs and Brady.
Which they have had before, and he gets them to the playoffs.
Yeah, he can get them to the playoffs, but like he's not going to get them very far. And you can have someone who's also really good, but not as good as Jokic, surrounded by a lot of talent, that's going to help that guy out. I think it should be a factor,
not the end-all, be-all. It should be a factor.
Eh.
Maybe in the first round. Because
If they both went to the first round, like I just kind of want it to be sort of the equal amount of games. And I understand there's that injury thing, but you just can't have that extra several weeks of games. It's just not fair. It's not a good comparison.
I don't know how I feel. I kind of disagree with you, but I kind of get what you're saying at the same time. We got a lot to go today. Mark Spears has brought up a report about the Nuggets and how concerned the Nuggets are over how guards are guarding their superstar. So we'll get to that coming up. Colorado State, what's the future of their basketball roster? There's one guy in Jevon Muniz who's going to graduate. He's a senior. The rest should be back. Will they be? Should they be? We'll get into that later on, too. Top stories of the day. These are going to blow your mind. Top stories of the day are weird. Well, at least one of them's weird. We'll get to all of it coming up next. It's the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. A Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Your every single game. We have the madness. A Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
One, two, three, up! My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to.
I like that. I like that song. What is the new Capital One song they're doing? It's with Outkast, and it's the one where he's like, "Forever, ever." It's Jennifer Garner on. Have you guys seen this one? It's Samuel L. Jackson, Charles Barkley, Magic Johnson, and Jennifer Garner. And it's not the worst ad I've ever seen, but Jennifer Garner makes it awful. You guys know what I'm talking about. You've seen it. It's something about, go look it up, Mike. Google it. It's Capital One. It's a Capital One commercial kind of centered around March Madness, and they're singing an Outkast song, but they're adding different words. And Garner comes out, and she is just the definition of, like, nerdy white mom. She turns around, starts dancing at the end. Oh, my gosh. You guys have seen it. They play it 4 million times during these games. But that just made me think of that coming in. I wanted to bring that up at some point. But, yeah, it's Samuel L. Jackson. It's Charles Barkley. And it's Magic Johnson. And her part is just so corny, so cheesy, man.
So I think I have the.
Do you find it? Okay. Here, turn down the actual
Outkast.
Yeah, pause that. Okay, play it.
Earn double miles on our game tickets with the Capital One Venture Card.
Great! My bracket's busted.
I'm sorry, Sam Jackson. I am for real.
Lost in overtime.
Didn't get it right. Neither did you trust.
Thought I picked a pretty bracket, but you can't be Cinderella.
Guys, it's double overtime.
Overtime?
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 I'm sorry, Sam Jackson.
It's that part at the very end when Jennifer Garner, like, gets at the very end, she just jumps out in front and says, "I'm sorry, Sam Jackson," and starts dancing. Is that not like the cheesiest, goofy, nerdiest part of that ad? It's terrible.
I don't know what song they were parodying.
It's Sorry, Miss Jackson by Outkast.
I don't know if I've heard that song.
That's what it is. I'm telling you what it is. That's why the Outkast song made me think of it. Let me tell you guys about a great sponsor of ours, Foundation Sports Nutrition. Maybe your health routine needs a little boost. You need a little motivation. They've got a cool nutrition challenge coming up beginning on April 27th. It's an 8-week journey. 8 weeks. Can you change your health in 8 weeks? You better believe you can. So they're doing an 8-week journey, and perfect way to kick your health goals into high gear. They're going to set you up with a personal meal plan, provide weekly check-ins, host an easy-to-follow nutrition seminar, there's plenty more, but they're also offering cash prizes to those who think they can take the plan to the next level. I mean, it's going to be like weight, maybe some weight losses if you're gaining some muscle or your body index or whatever that looks like. There's a ton of great challenges here, and at the end of 8 weeks, you might change your health completely altogether, and you're feeling great. Check them out. Foundation Sports Nutrition, right here in Greeley, off of 10th Street and 59th Avenue. They're across the street from Wells Fargo and Sonic. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Smitty says those Capital One commercials have all the charisma of a kid's birthday party, where the pony dies and the cloud hits on all the moms. And the clown hits on all the moms. Dude, I think... And I'm not saying I dislike Jennifer Garner. I'm just saying those ads are the cheesiest ads out there. I do not believe. You know, when most people go on vacation and then they hit the airport bar, they all look tired. Man, we had a great time. Garner's out there at the airport with her two friends and they look perfect and they're like laughing. Oh, this, what a wonderful vacation. It's too perfect. She's too perfect, man. Travis, the new guy, says, dude, Jennifer Garner is a smoke show. I'm not saying she's not, like, she's attractive, yeah. And she's a talented actress, too.
But she is. She's very good.
I know.
She was great in Deadpool 3.
I knew you were going to say she was with Elektra. She was Elektra. She was a superhero. She had knives.
She was.
Thanks for that, Mike.
I didn't see her Elektra movie in, you know, the first Daredevil movie, which I heard was very awful, where she met Ben Affleck.
Okay.
But I did see her in Deadpool 3, which was an amazing movie.
Did you tweet it out? Did you tweet out your, hey, Ryan Reynolds, man, I want to hang out, man. I want to party with you, bro.
You guys just blow that all out of proportion. It was about getting a Darkwing Duck reference in Deadpool.
You guys
just take that out of proportion. You just make it your own little thing.
It's not.
You guys are trying to slander me, and it's not working.
Wait, you think a radio host takes things out of proportion, takes little tiny things and blows them up? Oh, like your no defense in the NBA thing? Dude, if the shoe fits, yeah, you tweeted three times in your life, and one of them just happens to be like an obsessed thing about Ryan Reynolds. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just when you only tweet three times, and one of those tweets is about Ryan Reynolds, people might think, what are you eating back there? You are going to town on something. It's just like you're licking your fingers. I can barely concentrate. What is happening?
It's a free donut.
My gosh, you went to town on that. Not only did you slobber it, but seriously, every single finger is halfway down your throat. And you're still going. He's still going to town. You'd think he'd stop. When I started at KFK, I'm pulling the curtain back. There was a strict rule here. Do not eat in the control room, especially sticky stuff. And I got sticky McFingers back there, just slobbering all over his fingers after slamming down a donut. I mean, it is just wild what I'm seeing back there. It's impressive. I got to admit, it's impressive.
I'm eating with my left hand and running the show with my right hand. You're welcome.
Great. I mean, or you could try this. Hang on with me. Bear with me here. You could wait till a break. Nope. We're still devouring it. You could wait till a break, man. It's going to be... That donut's going to survive, dude. It's not alive. It's not going to get up and run away. You don't have to eat it like that.
Would you like to hear my MVP take?
No! You're still trying to get that donut down. I'm seriously looking over at you. We're talking about Jennifer Garner. And get a napkin! Stop licking your fingers like that. Please.
I know it bothers you, and it makes me want to do it even
more.
And
then he starts making eye contact with me, and it's really odd. Stop it. It was weird. I didn't even realize what you were doing. And then as we kept talking, I kept looking over and your thumb and then your, like, every single finger gets donut on it. And you were just, that was a wild situation, bro. That was a crazy thing that just happened. That poor donut. You ate that donut like it did something bad to you. You hurt that thing.
I am hungry. And also it was a free donut. Thank you, Damon.
Where can I please talk to Damon? Do not bring him. Why is he bringing donuts into the studio? This is his role.
Because he likes me.
I have a bone to pick. Big Hub says, I think Brady is overreacting. Dude, if you saw what I was seeing here in the last 5 minutes, you'd be like, what are you doing back there? I've never seen a person lick his fingers after eating a donut like that. It was like alien thing, man. Like, the hell with Wimbiyama winning MVP? That was MVP donut eating right there. I've never seen anything quite like it.
I'm really going to make you overreact.
Rick the Everyman says, play-by-play announcing the donut debacle only on the whole show. I apologize. It's just very distracting to me.
You're easily distracted.
For the first segment, I'm looking across, and Michael looks like, you know, he looks like what happens when somebody ran over his foot or something. He's just really sad, and I'm feeling bad
for
him.
That's how I feel.
And then somebody brings a donut in, and it's like, rom, rom, rom. My God, is it gone yet? How big is this donut, man?
It's regular sized donut.
You're taking giant bites of it, and it's still...
I'm eating a bit at a time.
Go ahead, fine. What kind is it? Can you at least tell me?
It's like a regular donut, only it has pink frosting, and it has some dots on it.
Okay, well, good job. You got me distracted from talking about your three tweets on X. You got me. Was that your whole goal? Was because you're embarrassed by it. You don't know how to log in.
I'm not embarrassed by it at all.
So I can't find your tweets, by the way.
My account has probably been taken over by the Twitter guys to, I don't know, do whatever they're doing.
How do I find you?
I don't know how to use Twitter.
Do you remember what your name?
I think it's my actual name, because there's no other actual me who would ever want to be on Twitter. Like 17 Micah Kilpatricks in the U.S., and I'm the only one on Twitter.
I got to find it. I definitely want to find it. Okay, let's take a break so Michael can put that thing to rest finally. My gosh. 40 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Why? I just found your X account, by the way. You only follow 5 people. No. You're following 25 people. One of them is not me. Thanks a lot, Mike. And you have 5 followers. You have 5 followers, man. You said, go Broncos. On February 18th, you said, go Broncos. And you also said... Hashtag Black Panther is an excellent movie. If I ever get another day off, I will watch it again.
You know what my next tweet is going to be?
I hope it's
going to... Donuts.
Yeah, you were like Homer Simpson back there. It was so weird, man. It was uncomfortable. Your other was... You tweeted at Ryan Reynolds, how about a Darkwing Duck reference in Deadpool 2? Hashtag Darkwing Duck Deadpool crossover. Hashtag Darkwing Duck. Hashtag I can die happy.
I'm hoping that I got the hashtags right.
A lot of hashtags, man.
Is that what hashtags are for?
I guess you were hashtagging it. So there are your tweets. Go follow him. He's at Micah Kilpatrick. 1 L there. You can't figure out how to log in? Seriously?
I'm sure I could figure it out, but I just don't want to get on.
You
got to
get
media.
On there. These are gold, man. These are gold. All right. Mark Spears was talking about the Nuggets and Nikola Jokic and just how he's being guarded at this point. Here is Mark on he's basically referencing the Nuggets' frustration and what can they do about it. Here it is.
Well, I'm actually hearing that the Nuggets are a little concerned about how he's being defended of late. Teams are guarding him 18 feet from the basket, leaning on his legs, fronting him, putting their arms around him, but he's still figuring out a way to ball out.
I saw one of the guys that we have we've had him on the program before, and it was a DNVR Nuggets guy, and he said, guards are basically doing what my dog does to me anytime I'm trying to do anything, like wash the dishes. Mike, you probably haven't been around dogs that much, but like my dog, for example, knows as soon as you're going to do the dishes or do something at the sink, he's going to stand right in between you. He's going to be right there. So you have to lean over him. That is a great, great description of how guards are playing him. You know, Joker's on the free throw line just trying to get a measly rebound, and they're going to lie down at his feet. You can't really move. I mean, it's awful. And, you know, the only way I can think to solve it is you got it. Adelman has to find ways to move Joker around without the basketball and not start him so high up, because these guards are trying to put pressure on him at the top. And if you can get him down to the post, you know, the guard's going to front him and you're going to have the big man on the back, but it's going to be the double bracket, you know, that double team bracket down there. That's where you got to say, okay, we got to get it to him. We have to work on creative ways to get him the basketball. And somebody's going to be open across the floor. Somebody will be open across the floor. It's going to happen. But it's it started with what's his face from OKC, Caruso. And any smart team's going to look at that and go, look at how he's doing it. He's getting flustered. He's getting pissed off. And we're kind of solving the Joker thing right now. Not all the way. The guy's still going to get his numbers, but that's what you do. NBA's a copycat league. Who's unstoppable when you play the Nuggets? That's typically Nikola Jokic. How do we slow him down? Throw your guards at him. I mean, you're seeing it more and more, and people get pissy when Joker dude, all you got to do is fall on him. Start falling on him. If they're going to be at your shins and get so low and they just keep pushing into your shins, just fall on him. So what are you supposed to do? Let him hyperextend your knee? You're going to let him just break your legs down there? No, you just fall on him. See what they call. 11:50 the time. When we'll come back here, Mike, we got top stories of the day. A wild, wild murder story that kind of crosses over into the sports world. And as predicted, a former Mount West coach is moving on to greener pastures. And perhaps a reunion between pretty good coach and an all-time great QB. We'll talk about it coming up a little bit later on the show. It's a whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last.
Will the Nuggets get bounced in the first round, or will they make a serious run this postseason? Find out with us and listen to every game on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
All right, big one tonight for the Colorado Avalanche. It's big because it's the next game, of course, but more importantly, they're getting one of their foundational dudes back. Logan O'Connor is going to be back tonight. He'll play his first NHL game since May 3rd of 2025 on Tuesday night. At least as far as I know, this is from the Colorado Avalanche page. The mayor returns tonight. Logan O'Connor said it was cool because they posted a picture of him with the Avs and also a picture of him when he was 10 years old wearing an Avalanche jersey. Said, I've reflected a lot on how my 10-year-old self would look at this opportunity in front of me. And despite the setbacks, he'd do anything to be in the position I've been in this year on a great team and have the opportunity to come back at some point. So Logan O'Connor going to mix it up for the Colorado Avalanche tonight. I'm excited about this, and I'm gearing up, man. I watched that full Av Stars game. I'm trying to do more hockey watching. I got to make room for it. I got a lot of basketball watching to do, but we're going to be watching some. We're going to be going back and forth. We're going to be dual TVing this bad boy tonight because both games are pretty big. Although I think the Avs play at 5 o'clock and the Nuggets are a little bit later on. It's the whole show. Top stories of the day. A very unlikely murder situation going on. We'll get to that coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.